All right, let's stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, please. We are going to enjoy the evening together. And folks, I'm going to let you listen in. This is going to be a charge to our graduates, but it'll be good for all of us, I promise. I'm going to read out loud. You follow along silently here. The entire chapter of 2 Timothy 3. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." Now, young people, I want you to focus in on what Paul says to Timothy here in verse 14. He says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned." And that's the title of our message tonight, is "Thou Hast Learned." Aren't you excited that you've been able to go through school, young ladies, and you've been able to look at the letters, right, and numbers, and you know what a sentence is, right, and you know phonics, and you know math, and you know reading, and you know all these wonderful things. I bet you've even studied some bugs and lizards and spiders. You've held them in your hands? No. I don't know. Would you do that? Would you do that? Would you? You would. Okay, Leah would. Okay, Leah. Hooray, Leah. And I don't know, Andrew, would you hold a spider in your hand? He pleads the fifth. Okay. No. let me just ask you, your preacher asks you here, have you learned anything? Yeah. Okay, you have. Good, good. Andrew, have you learned anything? Definitely. I like that answer. Fantastic. Hey, folks, that's part of life. Paul says to Timothy, "Hey, Timothy, you have learned some things. You have learned some things. Hey, Timothy, you've been assured of some things, and you even know of whom you learned them." And let me just stop. Maybe take a little bit of an aside. Young people, young ladies, Andrew, you're headed off to college. Listen, be careful who you listen to. Be careful who you learn things from. Can I tell you something? Not everybody's going to try to teach you the truth. Not everybody's going to try to lead you the right way. Let me y'all, can you study the adults for just a second? Look at them. Look at all these wonderful adults here. All right, adults, have you ever been led the wrong way by someone in your lifetime? Raise your hand. Ever been led? Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever listened to the wrong voices at some time in your life? Look at this, kids. Hey, we're trying to warn you of the dangers. Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, you know of whom you've learned these things. You know these things. You've been assured of these things. Young people, make sure you know what you're learning. And you know who's teaching you these things. It's very, very important. You know, at times, I remember growing up as a kid, and I grew up in a Christian home. But I had friends. I had friends. And you know what? I'd come home and I'd repeat some words that my friends taught me. And I didn't know what they meant. And about a half a millisecond after I said them, yes, I knew that that was something I should not say. There was this sensation that told me it was not something that I should say. How many of you in the old days, you had your mouth washed out with soap? Oh, yeah. My mom did one better. She made me bite a bar of soap and chew it. Okay? Nasty. Blah, 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 blah. And you know what? That makes me never want to say those things again. Okay? You understand? Hey, listen. But these friends, they were leading me. I was listening to their... You need to be careful who you learn things from. You know what? Our actions, our behavior, the things we say, the things we do, we need to be careful of the things that we've learned. Paul says to Timothy, from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Number one tonight, kids, I'm going to make this really easy because there's stuff waiting for us. We have cake. Yeah, we have soda and ice cream and all kinds of good stuff waiting for us. So is it okay if I hurry? It's okay. These little girls, it's okay. All right. Listen, number one, remember and think on and be assured of the things that you have learned from the Word of God. You young people have a great privilege. You're growing up in Christian homes. You're in a church that teaches and preaches the Word of God. You know what? This old book here, we hold this book in the highest regard. It's God's book. It's a perfect book. And if I may, it is the only book we can trust. It really is. I'm okay with other authors. I'm okay with other books. Just make sure they line up with this one. If they don't, throw them away. Okay? Don't let them be the thing that you wash against to see if the Word of God's okay. Make sure they wash against the Word of God. Make sure you put this book in first place in your life. Be sure of the things that you have learned from the Word of God. Paul tells Timothy, he says, from a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures. He says, these are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that you can be what God wants you to be. Young ladies and gentlemen, you can make sure to know that sin will keep you from this book, or this book will keep you from sin. You need to make sure you know the things that you've learned from this book. Hey, listen, folks in the congregation, listen, this book has got to be our life and what it's all about. We need to know the Word of God. I'm not going to go through and re-preach Psalm 119, but I'll read a little bit of it for you. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments? I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. O, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. You notice what the psalmist said at the end there, young people? He said, I will not forget thy word. Paul told Timothy, he said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. He said, don't forget the word of God. Remember what you've learned. You know, isn't that something that your moms and dads ask you, right? They give you quizzes and they give you tests and they ask you questions because they want to make sure you remember what you've learned. Don't forget what you've learned in Sunday school. Don't forget the memory verses. Don't forget the principles. Don't forget the lessons. Don't forget the things that you've learned from the Word of God. Hold them in first place. Hide them in your heart. Bind them about yourself. That's what God wants for us. In Deuteronomy 17, I want you to listen to what God said a king was supposed to do when he was to rule over God's people. Listen to this. Folks, this would help us. Adults, this would help us in our lives. It says, and it shall be when he, that's the king, sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests and Levites. So the king, when he became king, he was supposed to write out for himself the law of God. Whoa. Huh? One of the exercises that I went through as I became a preacher of the gospel was I had to write out the doctrines, the things that we believe and hold to, these old paths that I'm talking to you about. And guess what? They didn't just give me a list. I had to go through the Bible and find them. But Andrew, you're working on that a little bit, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, the folks that taught me are the same folks that Brother Coral runs with. I'm telling you, we've got to understand, we need to write these things out. We need to know. You know why? Because it helps us remember. Hey, do your moms and dads make you write things? Yeah, maybe you get to write memory verses, right? Isn't that nice? Yeah, or maybe you get to write, I don't know if it's nice to write down, like, am, is, are, was, were, be, being, been, have, as, had, do, does, did. No, I don't think so. I you know what you should write, though? 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 2 = 3. Yeah, that's good. You write that. Math. Be math lovers, young people. Okay. No, he had to write them. It says, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. So not only did the king have to write these things out, he's supposed to keep it with him and read it every day. You know what? You know, this may help some of you. One of the greatest study tools my mom ever taught me was to read your notes every day. Yeah, you're supposed to take notes in class, right? You're supposed to write down the important things. And she said, just before, maybe before you go to bed or sometime throughout the day, just read them over. You don't have to memorize them. You don't have to study them. You don't have to pour over them. Just read them. You know what? We encourage people to read through the Word of God year by year. You don't have to understand it all. You don't have to necessarily process it all. It's just good to get it in your brain. Yeah, it's just good to let the Word of God run through, you know, one ear and run through the empty space out to the other ear. Okay? Just let the Word of God run through it. This book's got to be in us, young people. Paul told Timothy, hey, you've learned the scriptures. You need to make sure of the things that you have learned from the Word. Be assured of the things that you've learned from the Word of God. The king was supposed to do this so that his heart would not be lifted up above his brethren, and that he would turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Remember the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. Be assured of the things that you've learned from the Word of God. Second thing, be assured of the things that you've learned from your parents. From your parents. You know, many of you have met my parents. I've learned some good things from my parents. And perhaps I've learned some not so good things from my parents. But can I tell you something? We need to be assured of the things that we learn from our parents. You know what? You ought to be thankful, young people, that you have moms and dads that attend church. They're faithful. They're born again. They have a good testimony. They maybe share the scriptures with you. They maybe hold family devotions. They teach you the principles and the things of the Word of God. Listen, you need to listen to your mom and dad. You know, one of the things that I despise about this generation, they are despisers of their parents. Yeah, every time I go to a grocery store and I see some kid pitching a fit, the first thing I want to do is go over and squish them. I do. I just want to go, what? Because they're sassing their mom. They're yelling at their dad. They're calling them all kinds of names. I don't like that. I don't like that. Moms and dads need to be honored. Moms and dads need to be respected. You say they don't deserve it. They deserve it because they're your mom and dad. It's called positional respect, not respect that's earned. You should just respect them because they're your parents. Can I tell you something? Little secret. Moms and dads are not perfect. But you know what? They're still your mom and dad. They are. Hey, Timothy had a mom. He had a dad too. But we know his mom. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Timothy was told to remember the faith of his grandmother. To remember the faith of his mother. And to remember those things and to think of those things. Young people, you ought to love God because your parents love God. You ought to serve God because your parents serve God. You ought to attend church because your parents attend church. But you ought to remember and learn these things from your parents. Our parents are gifts to us from God. You know what? You don't get to choose your parents. You don't. And you can't trade them in. You know what? Likewise, parents, you don't get to choose your kids. And you can't trade them in. There's no returns at Walmart for kids. Okay? But God wants us to honor our mother and father. In Exodus 20, we'll be going through this in a Sunday night soon. With the Ten Commandments, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Paul repeats this in Ephesians when he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Hey, young people, listen to me. This is the first commandment that God gives that has a promise attached to it. If you honor your parents, you get a long life. You get a long life. If you dishonor them, guess what you get? A short life. Can you understand this? There are no qualifications for the parents. It doesn't say children obey your parents if they're good parents. Children obey your parents and honor them if they deserve it. No, it just says honor your parents. Now, all you moms and dads out there, we can all probably do a little bit better, right? We can grow day by day, but young people, every young people in here that I'm looking at, I say that on purpose because I like to defy English. Every young person in here. I'm going to borrow a phrase from an old preacher. Look me in the God-given eyeball. Anybody ever heard Brother Ron Garris? He's been passed on about 10 years now, but he used to say that all the time. But young people, look at me. Your moms and dads don't have to deserve honor and deserve to be obeyed. God says obey them. There's no condition. Just obey him.
Honor them. Oh, they may not always be fair. They may not always be right. But you ought to honor your mom and dad. Why? Because God said so. God said so. But we need to remember the things that we've learned from our parents. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, God told parents to teach their children. He said, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and when thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Over and over again in Proverbs, Solomon says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. You notice that every single one of these verses, it doesn't matter if the parents were doing a good job or were doing a bad job. It didn't matter if the parents were deserving of the honor or undeserving of the honor. God says, listen up. God says, honor them. God says, listen to them. God says, follow after them. And that's what we're supposed to do. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart. Tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For thy commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. In Proverbs 23, Solomon says, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. You know what that is? That's learning. That's an edumacation right there. And a good one. No, I'm sorry. A gooder. I got to speak Texan a little bit here. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice. And he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad. And she that bear thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart. And let thine eyes observe my ways. You know what, kids? Your parents are an important part of your life. Little girls, you have a little bit longer until you get out into real life. Learn to honor your mom and dad. Brother Andrew, even though you're going off into college, you still have a great mom and dad that you can honor with your life. You can still ask them for advice. You can still listen to them. You can still follow in their footsteps. That's what God wants from us as we learn these things. So not only the things that you've learned from the Word of God, the things that you've learned from your parents, but also, and thirdly and lastly, the things that you've learned from your teachers and preachers. Things that you've learned from your teachers and preachers. Hey, you know what? God's gift to the local church is teachers and preachers. The Bible says apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Young people, there's people in your life, Sunday school teachers, your pastor, even parents are teachers, others that have leadership and authority over you. God has given us people to help us to learn the things of God the way we're to learn them. Paul told Timothy, Timothy, you know me. You know the things, my doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my charity, my patience, the persecutions, the afflictions, the things that I've gone through. He said, Timothy, there's going to be evil men that come. They're going to try to draw you away. But make sure you know of whom you've learned these things. Be assured of these things. Be assured of who has taught you these things, who has told you these things. He said, Timothy, you know me. I led you to the Lord. I raised you up, and I was your preacher. I was your pastor. I taught you these things. You learned these things from me. Don't forget them. Don't leave them beside. Don't leave them behind just because some other slick guy comes up with a smooth talking voice and lures you away to something else. You know, I'm sure there are better speakers than I am. I'm sure there are more eloquent, maybe more charismatic pastors. But listen, can I tell you something, folks? It's not all about the bells and whistles of oratory expression. Ooh. You know what it's about?
truth. It's about the truth. It's about the Word of God. We need to make sure of the things that we've learned. You know, in school, you are given tests and quizzes to be sure of the things that you've learned, right? I mean, how many of you had to take a test or a quiz or something like that to make sure that you wrote your letters right? Huh? Or that you knew how to count to 10? Right? Brother Andrew, can you count to 10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Very good. Okay, he made it. Whoa, he barely made it, but he got there. Okay, I love it. That's perfect. I think he did that on purpose. He's got that wit about him. I like that. But you know what? And I bet you somebody asked you if you knew how to pronounce words, right? And read sentences and things like that. Did you have one of those little girls, you have one of those little books that has, you know, see, spot, run. Spot runs fast. You know, who's Spot? You know, some little dog, I guess. I don't know. See, spot, you know, on the road. That means he got hit by a car. You guys got that. You're like, what? No, you hit Spot. Did it Spot on the road? Got run over? No, never mind. Okay. No, we make sure of the things that we've learned. But you know what Paul said? Paul said, hey, I love it when people search and see whether these things that I'm saying are true. He said the people in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. We're told in the scriptures to try the spirits. We're told to make sure that things are the way they are according to the word of God. In Hebrews it says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. In Proverbs chapter 5, Solomon writes and says, hear me now therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh to the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and thou not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. If you're not careful, you'll turn from everything that you've been taught because you've forgotten the things that you've learned. Young people and church tonight, we need to take Paul's advice. Paul told Timothy that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Paul told Timothy that he has fully known his doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. Paul told Timothy to continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. I just want to encourage you about the things that thou hast learned. And as you move forward in the next phase of your life, don't forget the things that you've learned from the Word of God. Don't forget the things that you've learned from your parents. Don't forget the things that you've learned from your preachers and teachers, as you continue to follow the will of God all the days of your life.